If you're like me, you want to get your business ahead, but there's certain skills you need, but you just don't have. If this sounds like you, then you need to head over to Fiverr. They have a whole array of professionals that can help you in different areas, from design to writing, marketing, and more. They have you covered. I seriously can't tell you how much Fiverr.com has helped me along with this podcast. I've used them so much for this podcast. It's been unreal. They make my flyers. They go ahead and I hired this guy to help me upload each episode. And in the beginning, in order for me to be all over the place, I was totally going on Fiverr. I've gotten so much for my business through them. So please use my link, which you can find in the description of this episode, or you can go to MarcellaAlonzo.com and book there through Fiverr today. You'll be glad you did. Hello and welcome to Get Schooled with Marcella Alonzo. Today I welcome Tara Michelle. So hi. Nice having you. She is the host of Tuned In and Turned On. And today you're going to talk about the swinger lifestyle. I have to compliment you for the beautiful episode. I wanted to talk about it too, about bisexuality. It was a very good episode. You really showcased bisexuality in a very nice way. And it was very, very touching. So, because it just, I've never heard such a frank, honest opinion. But it's a really great episode if anybody's out there. But please introduce yourself and tell us how you became Tara Michelle.
Okay. I'm Tara Michelle, and my podcast is Tuned In and Turned On with Tara Michelle. And about my husband and I have been together about 10 years. Almost 11. He's always correcting me on that. We got married 3 years ago, but about 2 years ago, almost three, we decided to be in the lifestyle or swingers. We call it the lifestyle. And it really started out with him sharing a lot of different fantasies with me about seeing me with other men. And I'm not going to lie, at first I was totally turned off by it. I was like, you don't love me. Because I felt like love, for me, I had a very limited view on what love is. And I thought that jealousy and love could coexist. And now that I've grown a little bit and matured and been in the lifestyle a long time, I realized that that's not love. That's just control and insecurity. So I ended up having a friend, a really good friend, who joined the lifestyle with her partner. And she would tell me stories about what they were doing every weekend, because it was kind of like her husband's fantasy as well. Mm-hmm. And I would hear her stories and I would get kind of turned on, and I was like, that sounds like so much fun. And part of the thing is that I had really lost myself in motherhood too. I had two kids and I felt like I had no more sex drive. I didn't feel sexy anymore. And previous to having kids, I was a really like sexually active person. I like to dress sexy all the time. And I just kind of like got lost in motherhood, lost my individuality, and mm-hmm. was trying to figure out who I was. So anyway, I heard my friend talking about the lifestyle and all the things she did. So I went back home and I told my husband, hey, you know those fantasies you've told me about? I think I'm willing to try it out and see what it's like. I'm kind of jealous of my friend. It sounds like she's having fun. So like, let's do this. And so we went to SDC.com. We set up a time to go to the club, mm-hmm. Trapeze, which is a club in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And it's a swingers club. And we ended up seeing that there's some people, the Swing Nation group, Swinger Society group, that were going to be there. And they were like, hey, we have some extra tickets to the VIP if you guys want to come with us. And we're like, yeah, that would be awesome. And if you don't know who Dan and Lacey are from Swing Nation, that's who I work for now. So I met them that way at Trapeze, which is so funny. And I got super, super drunk because I was so nervous and I didn't eat enough and ended up puking, did not play. because I was just so anxious. So like if people say like, what do you do at the swinger club? I always say, don't drink a lot. Don't drink a lot. And my husband had also been talking to some bulls online that were going to meet us at the club that night. And I'll explain what a bull is, a single male that plays with a married woman. And the guy was like, well, I can meet you guys in the morning if she doesn't feel good tonight. And so that was our first time. This guy came over to our hotel and I played with him. We say play in the lifestyle just because that's a little easier to say. And my husband was there and present and he watched and then he joined in. And I remember thinking it was the hottest time. We came back home. It was like our sex life was like reignited. We had better sex. I felt sexy again. Like I felt hot again, and maybe just like being wanted and being able to express that sexuality again. And then I said, you know what? I was really nervous about saying that you could swap with someone as well.
You were hesitant for him.
I was hesitant for him because I was like, I don't know. And then I was, after that experience, I was like, oh, it's just sex. I'm not in love with this guy, the bull that came over. I'm not like, there's no emotional thing. So I told him that he could swap too. So we are both, I'm a hot wife and he's also we also full swap. And after that, we just kind of got deeper and deeper in it. And I had a larger Instagram platform at the time before my Instagram was taken down. And I decided to be out about being a swinger on there because for me, I don't like hiding parts of myself and I like being as authentic as possible. And I had such a big audience and I didn't want to feel afraid that they were going to find out or anything like that. Like, I'm like, this is it. I'm just going to lay it on the table and you can take it how you want to. And around that time as well, Playboy Centerfold, was starting online. And so I was invited to be a Playboy bunny on the website just
When it
because
was
of like
centerfolds first, yeah.
Centerfold. Well,
Right. First it
Centerfold,
was
it's.
centerfolds first, and then it went to playboy.com because I'm on the
Okay.
same site. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I did that for a while. And I had a lot of friends in the lifestyle. OnlyFans is very, very common because people like to film themselves in the lifestyle. So I ended up starting an OnlyFans too. And I kind of just transitioned into my name, Tara Michelle. And that's my real name though. And that's what I go by. And then I ended up starting a podcast too because I realized how much judgment, especially women get, swingers get, but especially women that express their sexuality in any way. So it was just something I wanted to address in my podcast and have real and raw conversations about our sexuality and being a swinger and all of that.
So
So,
when you and your husband, when you first had that guy, would you, did you look at him at any point and get kind of nervous?
I was so nervous before the guy even got there. I was shaking. I had like lingerie on, and I'd obviously seen pictures of this guy, and he was really, really good looking. And when my husband had found him, and I was like, "Are you sure? Because like this guy is really hot. Are you sure you want me?" And I was really nervous, but this guy was a really experienced bull, and so he really put me at ease immediately and kind of knew what he was doing and led the way. And he also knew it was our first time. And so once it got started, I was just like in it. It was hot. And I loved it. I was nervous, very nervous at first, though, for
Yeah,
sure.
because I can
Like,
imagine looking at the guy, wondering, like, is your husband gonna get, you know, this is what vanilla people would think, like, is the husband gonna react? Is he gonna get mad? You know, because sometimes people will fantasize about stuff but never actually go through it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I will say that I know my husband really well. Like I said, we've been together 11 years, and he's always been a very secure person. He has always been someone that has allowed me to be myself. I've been in a lot of relationships before that were really controlling. I've seen my friends be in marriages where their husbands are really controlling and telling them what to wear and when they can go out and when they can't go out. And my husband was always like, oh, dress hotter to go out with your friends and like have fun. And here's buy you and your friends some drinks. And he's just very secure in himself and in who he is and never felt threatened by me or my sexuality.
Oh, as I remember, you're an Aquarius.
Yes, I am an
Yeah.
Aquarius.
So, yeah, no, I'm Gemini. So that's why my good friend Ava Devine's Aquarius too. Aquarius need that freedom to be with
Yes.
somebody secure, to be who they are, because they, you guys will just be, you are who you are. And that's it.
Yeah.
No,
If
you know.
I'm feeling like cornered or smothered at any point, I just rebel against him. And it's something like I have that's like probably the biggest problem in our relationship, honestly, is my I have to like mature in that way and not act out. But if he's like, oh, like I don't think you should do something, I'm like, you're not going to tell me what to do. And
I'm gonna
I will
go ahead and
act.
do it.
I'll act out. Yeah. And just like little things. So that's definitely my personality, and he knows that. But I think that's what makes our relationship so perfect is that, I mean, not perfect, but perfect for us
Right.
is that he gives me that freedom to be myself, and it's independence. I need that.
Yes. Air signs definitely do need. Now, when the tables were turned, when your husband got to be with a female, what did you feel at that point?
Well, the first time we played with another couple, gosh, okay, I'm trying to remember like the exact time. I think the first time we played with another couple, I was the one that was like, "Hey, do you guys want to
Oh,
play?"
so you initiated the second time,
Yeah,
or
well,
the
I asked my husband before we had already been talking to this couple at the lifestyle club where we live, and I looked at my husband and I was like, "Are you interested?" And he said, "Yeah." So I was like, "Hey, do you guys want to go back and play?" The girl was bisexual too. I had honestly never had sex with another woman at that point. And I don't know if I was just like had a few white claws and was super brave or what, but I asked them to go back and they went back with us. And I watched my husband with her, and I don't know, it turned me on because I was also attracted to that girl. And that was the first time that I ever, oops, sorry, that was the first time I ever had sex with a woman as well. And I think because we were both having sex with her, I also felt like it was something that we were both enjoying together. So it was more of as strange as it may seem to people, it was more like a bonding moment for me. And then the second time we ever did, now this is going to sound crazy. The second time we ever did, we went to a hotel takeover. And so if you're in the lifestyle, what people will do is there are different companies that will pay a hotel and buy every single room. And in the conference rooms, they'll have like big parties at night and things like that. And swinger couples and swingers rent out every single room in the hotel. And you can just kind of be yourself the whole weekend, which is nice. So we went to one of these hotel takeovers, our first one ever. And we got invited to go back to an orgy. And yeah. And so we went back to that, and I was very anxious at that, but once you get started playing, I think you're just gonna start enjoying it. And I watched him with other women, and it's weird. I remember like I knew my husband wanted to play with this one woman who is actually a really good friend of mine now. And I looked at her and I said, I could tell he was like nervous to ask. So I looked at her and I was like, "Hey, would you want to play with my husband?" And she was like, "Yeah." And I said, "Okay, there you go."
Oh, and
You
then
guys.
you just sent him your way.
Yeah. It's weird. I was the most jealous person and insecure person in my relationships previously. And I would have never in a million years saw myself being at this point where I could do that. But I don't know. I know my husband really loves me, and I know that he's enjoying himself, and I enjoy that. And that, I mean, a term we use in the lifestyle is called compersion. So
Compersion.
compersion, yes, and that is the opposite of jealousy. It means that you experience pleasure seeing the people you love experiencing pleasure and happiness. And so you're not jealous at all. You're just like so happy for them. And that's a big thing in the lifestyle. But have I
Oh,
ever
that's
got?
a very pretty, that's a very compersion. I've never heard that, but that's a very beautiful thing for a couple
It
to have.
is. It really is. It didn't just you really love someone. They always say, you love someone even if you're apart and you want the best for them. Even
Right.
if you've gone through a breakup and
Yeah.
like, well, I still really want the best for them in life. Well, we're together and I still want that for him, I still do. But I have gotten jealous before, for sure. I mean,
Yeah.
there have been instances.
It's healthy to be a little bit jealous at times, but in the past that I have been around swingers, I've noticed them to have the most secure relationships than
Yes.
any others. But
To
also
be.
you had 11 years with your husband to get to this point.
Yes. Well, and I think a lot of to if you're going to be a successful swinger or in a couple that is in the lifestyle, if you're going to have success in this and just be able to stay at it, you have to have an open line of communication and be able to tell each other everything, everything. And if you can't communicate, then the lifestyle is going to cause problems for you. Just like anything else, you have to be able to talk to each other. So I think that's why so many couples in the lifestyle do have such strong relationships, is that line of communication is so open. Because once you can tell each other, like, hey, I think that guy is hot and I want to have sex with him, and you, or he can say that about a woman to me, there's not much that you got to hide from each other, right? Like, that's the thing that most couples are the most afraid to say to someone else, right? They're most afraid to say to the partner, oh, I think she's pretty, or I think he's attractive, or I had a fantasy about them. But those feelings and that sexual attraction toward other people doesn't just magically stop when you get married. Like, it's still there toward other people. It's just human. It's just human nature. So once you can finally kind of admit that to each other, like, what else are you so afraid to talk to about your partner?
That's
There's not
true.
much
And then after
now.
And I hate to say, sex is like when once you are in a serious relationship, se sex is important, but there's so many other things to deal with when you're in a serious relationship with other people. To especially when you have family, you have kids, you have a household to take care of, you have all these other things to take care of in a bond and a friendship too, amongst each other.
Well, and that's what I always say is our marriage is so much more than sex. We've built a life together, and of course, that's so much more than just the physical connection we have. It's everything we've done, our kids, the things we do together, the home we bought. Just like you said, we've built a life that extends so far beyond sex. But your sex life is important in your marriage, and that can suffer a lot, I think, when you do have kids, especially when they're little.
Oh, yeah, because they'll
Yeah,
suck
you
the
just,
life out of you.
yeah. And so swinging has allowed us to make that time out for our sexuality and do things together. And it's helped our sex life a lot. And like, sometimes you can feel really distant from your partner. I don't know if this goes for everyone, but you just have those, ebb and flows where you feel close and you don't feel close. And so the last couple of days, my husband and I just felt kind of like out of sync, just like things were weird. Just because I was busy with stuff and he was busy with stuff. And then like this morning we had sex and immediately I just felt reconnected and like we were back on the same page and everything was great again. And sometimes that's what it takes,
Have you ever wanted to take up a new hobby or need a certain skill to further your career? Then you need to check out Skillshare. They offer tons of different classes from music, drawing and photography to graphic design and marketing. They have it all. Use the link in my description to sign up or go to marcellalonzo.com for your first class today and see what Skillshare can do for you.
Yeah, no, exactly. Can you explain more about how would somebody that's a hot wife find proper bulls?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So maybe I should explain exactly what a hot wife is first.
Yes. Go into, yes.
Okay. So a hot wife is basically a wife that is very, very hot. No, I'm just kidding. A hot wife is someone that is obviously a married woman, And their husband likes to see them or hear about them with other men. And so there's two different types of husband in this lifestyle, in the hot wife lifestyle. There are cuckolds, which are the guys that like to be degraded in a way. They like to either be present or not there. Most of the time they like to be present, and they like the woman and the man to kind of degrade them and say things like, "Oh, he's so much better than you. You could never do this," or something like that. I don't know. That's not what we are. So I've actually never done that, so I'm not really sure what they say, but stuff like that. And then there's a stag, and the stag man most of the time will let his wife play alone and just wants to hear about it, or like see pictures or see film of it later. He really just gets pleasure to the thought of his wife being pleasured and her enjoying her time. And so that's more our relationship style. Sometimes I'm called a hot wife, sometimes I'm called a vixen, which is basically just another term for hot wife, but a vixen is specifically the hot wife of a stag.
Oh,
And
of a stag. So the man, instead of it being called cuckold, would be stag. So the stag is more confident.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe some guys are so confident that they are like, "I need to be taken down a notch," and that's why they like to be a cuckold. I don't know, but I would say that a stag is just has a different kink. They have a different kink than the cuckold. And I'm trying to think. Oh, the bull is the single male that you play with. But there's actually two terms for bulls as well. So I know there's so many terms people don't realize. So when you are playing in a threesome with two men, it can be either MFM, which is male, female, male. And that means that the female plays with both males, or yeah, the female plays with both males, but the males do not play with each other. Then there's MMF, which is male, male, female. And that means that the males are both bisexual as well and will play with each other and the woman. My husband is not bisexual, so we are MFM. So we play with bulls. Bulls are straight, single males that play with women in the lifestyle. Basically, like your male unicorn. Okay. And if they're a bisexual male, instead of being called a bull, they're called a dragon.
Oh, they're called a dragon.
Yes.
This is a term I've never heard.
Yeah, so they it's not something that has I've never played with a single male that has referred to themselves as a dragon, mostly because my husband is straight, and so we play with like the straight men most of the time. Not that we have anything against. I mean, I've played with married couples that are the male is bisexual, but it's just something, yeah, that's what they call themselves, is the dragon. It's a way to just kind of decipher like what they like and what they want.
I've never heard of that. Now, it seems to be in the lifestyle, there's a lot of these men, but don't you think some of them are just like looky, like how do you get the good bull, the good like the good one that knows what the hell he's doing versus the guy that's just signing up for the swinger site and thinks he's is a free for all.
Easy lay. Yeah, he just thinks he's going to get laid easily, which is one of my biggest pet peeves. I will say that we found our bulls on SDC.com. And what's great about SDC is, one, you have to pay to use it. So you have to be serious. Like, you're not
They
going
have
to
to be
pay.
serious. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be serious. And we pay to use it as well. And then you can also leave reviews on people that you've met up with. And it's not like a review like they were 4 stars in bed, nothing like that. But it's more that that bull that we played with in Atlanta, for instance, he had several reviews, and the women were like, "He's so respectful. We had the best time with him. He's clean. I did have an amazing time in bed with him." A couple of them did say that.
So that's so you check the reference. It's called validations.
Yes,
The
validations. Yes.
validations on SDC.
Yes.
And
And
that's yeah, okay.
that's how we have found the most successful ones, because And most of the ones, just pictures and videos are really big in the lifestyle. People like to be visually stimulated. And so most of the bulls that are experienced are going to be able to send you like some reference pictures and videos to you once you start talking. And so you'll know when they're experienced. And I think when you start talking to them, you can usually kind of get a feel for if they are or not, just based on like the terminology they use and stuff. I would play with a bull that is inexperienced as long as I felt like he was really secure and I knew that he wasn't looking for anything else, like
Now, have
emotion.
you ever had somebody show up and then they were not successful? A bull, like a bad bull. Have you come across a bad bull?
To be honest, I haven't, but I think that the first time I played with one bull, for instance, he had a really hard time performing at first. And I don't really think that's on him. I think it was more I was a nervous wreck. And as a woman, you just can't see that I'm anxious. You know what I mean? Present. You can see the man's anxious. He ended up being able to perform toward the end, which is great. But that's probably the biggest thing is performance issues. But I don't like hold that against any man because I mean, it's a nerve-wracking situation, especially because usually the first time my husband is there with me for safety reasons and he's watching. And so, of course, like you're going to feel like weird.
The guy's
Or,
gonna feel weirded out.
yeah. And even if they're used to it, they're like, okay, this guy's watching me with his wife. Like, you know, it takes a little getting used to, especially if it's like a new couple that you're playing with. So, but honestly, I've never had a bad experience with a bull. I've had bad experiences chatting with bulls, for sure.
Oh, because they're, yeah, well, any, yeah, they could, I could see how that happens. It seems like it's similar to the porn world where a lot of guys think, oh, I can go and do porn, but then in actuality, because I've had directors and I've had all sorts of stars, there's only a few select people that they could keep on booking and booking and over because it's a lot of work on the man's part, especially if somebody else is going to be there. They have to be prepared.
100%. And for sure. And then it's also like, you know, because I do content as well, I like to be authentic in my content. So anything I share, any hot wife experience that I'm sharing on my OnlyFans, that's a real experience I'm having. It's not just like a video I'm making. And so I want to make sure that I have really great chemistry with that guy as well. And, but a lot of men will reach out to me and think just because I'm a hot wife that immediately they have a chance with me. And that's not how it is. Like, I'm just because we're swingers, just because I'm a creator, just because I'm a hot wife does not mean that I'm going to sleep with you. Like I still have standards. I still have attraction towards certain people and other people not so much. So it's a huge, that's one of the biggest problems is finding men who are like, oh, I can be a bull.
That's the same, like people like email me all day long and they think because I have an OnlyFans, they think, oh, I can shoot with you. And I get guys all the time asking, but I'm like, I
They have
don't
no
even
profile picture, no
know. And then the
videos.
way now OnlyFans has turned out, you have to, the people have to have their own page. And
Yes.
so they don't seem to realize. And then another thing to factor in if you're going to film with somebody is, does your social media numbers match up with them? Because here you are filming with somebody that's like unknown that just opened a page, you know, it doesn't necessarily, you know, like there is, so it's a whole package. So,
Yeah, a lot goes into it. A lot. Just like swinging, I feel like it's very similar. And it's so funny because men they'll ask you to on OnlyFans and you know they're inexperienced because if they're asking you on OnlyFans, you're gonna get trouble. Like that's OnlyFans does not let you talk about meeting up with people. So if they're like, oh, I'd love to meet up with you, I'd love to be your boy, I'd love to film content with you on OnlyFans, immediate red flag. Because I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about.
We have to just delete those to, so we don't get in trouble. They don't get it.
Yes. No. And that's how I know they're inexperienced. And I'm like, that's not my thing.
So you guys use SDC and what's the other site?
So we've used 3Fun, which is more of an app as well. And to be honest, right now, I'm just being really honest. I'm experimenting with Bumble.
Bumble.
Yeah, I'm experimenting with
Really?
Bumble. And I am very upfront with the men immediately on my profile. I mean, I literally just started Bumble like 4 days ago.
Oh, okay.
And part of it is that it's really hard to find because men aren't always aware of their lifestyle, you
Yeah.
know? So your choices of bulls on these apps and websites can be pretty limited. So I'm like, okay, I wonder if there's any single guys that would just be into this situation, you know? And I honestly, for single guys that are just looking for a hookup, like this is the perfect this is the perfect situation
Situation.
for you.
Yeah.
So I put it on my profile, you must be open-minded. And so most of the time people are like, what do you mean by that? And I will right away start off with, hey, this is my lifestyle. This is the situation. We are ethical, non-monogamous. I'm a hot wife. My husband is cool with me. I'm meeting up for you for a drink, seeing if there's chemistry and cool with me just hooking up with you. And that's all I'm looking for. I'm not trying to be your girlfriend. I don't want to chat with you all day. I don't have the time for that. So I will say that every single man that I have told on Bumble, which has been like five so far, they've all been cool with it. They're all like,
They've
oh
all
yeah,
been
that's
cool.
cool. They've all been fine with it. Yeah. I think the big problem is that they're so used to messaging girls like constantly on off
Yes.
Bumble because they're
Yeah.
like dating. And I'm not available for that. Like I'm busy. I'm a married woman. I got kids. I got
Yeah,
a
you
life.
ain't got time for all that. Yeah.
Yeah, so they'll like be asking me questions, and I forgot to respond to a guy who I was actually really interested in. I was very attracted to him. Forgot to respond to him for 24 hours, and that's just how life is. I think it's different.
Yeah.
And so I sent him a text. I was like, "I'm so sorry. Like, I got caught up with work and stuff, and I forgot to respond. I'm still very interested." And I asked him a question. He stopped responding, which I understand. I get. Like, I'm not great
Yeah.
at texting. But I think that's probably going to be the issue with Bumble is that these men are used to like chatting with women, and I'm like,
Yeah, you're just trying to get.
I'm just trying to use and abuse you, man. I'm just
Yeah, they
kidding.
need to just accept it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to like have these deep conversations. I don't need that with you. And it's crazy too because a lot of the single guys are obviously younger than me. I'm 35, and I've found some that are like close to my age, but I think that they've never dealt with a hot wife, and I feel like a hot wife is a very confident woman. Is a very obviously, you know, she plays by herself. She's married. She knows who she is already. It's
Yeah.
not like she knows who she is as an individual beyond a partner. She's already settled in a marriage.
Yeah.
She doesn't need a man to define her.
Yeah,
And
she just needs
so,
to stick and move, and that's
yeah. And so I think a lot of the guys that are not in the lifestyle are very much like, because I'll be like, hey, I don't want to waste your time. This is the situation. Are you cool with it? And they're
Yeah.
just like, whoa. I'm like, well, this I'm a
It's
woman. I'm a grown
yeah.
woman.
Some people don't get it. Just some people don't. There's different lifestyles and different ways people go and things people do, and some people just don't get it. And 'cause society, I don't know, they haven't brought it out too much, like, in the media or anything else. And people, we're not as open as Europe. Like, I feel like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. America is very, very conservative when it comes to sex, especially in women's bodies. And so there's just a lot of stigma around it and a lot of shame. And that's one of the things I try to address in my podcast as well, because there shouldn't be, especially sex is just such a normal part of our lives. Like everyone has sex. Everyone wants to have sex.
Yeah.
So why are we so like weird about it? Like why are we so like we can't talk about it? You know, it doesn't make sense to me when it's just a part of human nature. And like you said, like in Europe and stuff, that they have their topless beaches and stuff because they're not constantly over-sexualizing women, and they're just so used to it, and it's not something that we should be ashamed of over there. And here it's very strange. And I live in the Bible Belt too. So I definitely worry sometimes, you know, like, are all these people judging me because I'm out? That's it.
Yeah.
And just honest about it all. And so, like, if I go to my kids' school, I'm sure some of the other moms know. And I do wonder, like, do what are they thinking? Are they judging me and stuff? But at the end of the day, I just have to realize that this is my life and I'm not living it for anyone else. And my happiness matters, and I'm not doing anything that brings harm to anyone else. And other people, if they're going to worry about my life, well, that's why they want to spend their time. I feel bad for them. Like, worry about
Exactly.
yourself, do your own
Yeah.
thing.
But hot wifing, you don't do it every single weekend. That's another thing. This is
No,
once,
no,
yeah,
no, no.
once in a blue moon,
I
right?
would say, yeah, I would say we play about once a month, maybe, depending on. So my situation is a little different because I ended up getting a job with Swinger Society and Swing Nation. So I go to their events to work, but I can also play at their events, which is nice. So because I travel at least once a month, usually, maybe less, maybe once every 2 months to these events, a lot of times that will be our play time because babysitters for us are like far and few between. It's hard to get that time away just at the point we are in our life right now. And so we'll play most of the time. We'll end up full swapping a lot of the time at these events. But that's kind of why I did the whole Bumble thing recently, is my husband was like, I feel like you're not hot wifing enough.
Oh,
And
he said that, really?
he was like, well, because that's what he's into. Like, he's more into that. He would rather me be with some, oh, my light died, I'm sorry.
Oh,
But
that's okay.
he would rather me be with another man than swap with a couple, which I think is really interesting.
Wow. SDC is the number one international lifestyle dating site. You can make a profile, connect with hundreds of couples and singles, and get access to hundreds of articles and more. I'm a unicorn. I enjoy the alternative lifestyle of swinging. And so, with that, I invite you to join SDC. You can try it for free for 14 days by clicking the link in the description of where this podcast is, or you could go to marcellaalonzo.com. In order to get your 14 days free, you go ahead and use my SDC code at 37593. Again, my SDC code is 37593. Go ahead and go to marcellaalonzo.com. Get to know like-minded people in the lifestyle and join SDC today.
Yeah, but see,
I'm
I
like
like,
amazed.
I know he's very secure, and but I like to watch him with other girls too. So I like to full swap. So hot wifing sometimes isn't like, obviously I have fun with a guy, but my thing, if I had a choice, I would probably full swap more than
Oh, okay. So
hot wife.
he, yeah. So you're into more full swap, but he's more into just watching you,
Or hearing about it later.
hearing about it. But he's never, what about the whole chasing a unicorn?
We've never approached a unicorn. We've never had a female, male, female. Or me, actually, for us, it would be since I'm bisexual, it would be female, female, male, FFM, because I would play with the girl as well. We've talked about doing that. I don't know why we haven't. I think a big part for me is that one of the things I really enjoy about the people that we play with at the events is that I really know them as a couple, and I know that that woman is not interested in my husband. I know I can see how much she loves her husband, right? So I know that she's only physically connecting with my husband, and she's not looking for anything else. And so it makes me feel a little bit more secure, I think, because
Yeah, because
it's
those the
not.
couples are they have their own prerogative, so it's an even swap,
Yes,
you would say.
yes. Yeah, and also a lot of the women, it's so crazy, but a lot of the women that my husband will swap with are my really good friends, and I trust them so much that it's really easy for me. I would honestly probably let my husband go and play with them without me there because I trust those women so much.
And these are
And
your close friends.
they're my close friends. Now, they don't live like where I live. They're not part of my, they live all over the country, but we've all, I know they've all been in the lifestyle for so long and been so established in it. And I know that they really love their husbands and their marriages are secure. And so it wouldn't bother me for my husband to play with them by himself, like away. If like it's still in a group setting, we do a lot of group play, but it wouldn't bother me if he went into a group and I was like, hey, I have to work at this event and everyone's going to play. You can go play with them. That's fine. I would feel fine with that because I know them all and I
Because you know
feel
them.
secure.
Now, if
And I'm
some random unicorn came in, I'm just throwing out like scenarios here. Like, here comes horny little unicorn in the bunch, or would you feel insecure with that?
It totally depends. I'm sure I would. Like one time we were at a hotel takeover and there were these wives that were very beautiful, just so like gorgeous. And I felt insecure with them talking to my husband a little bit because I was like, oh my gosh, like they're just so hot. And I can't compare. And I was comparing myself and stuff. And then they were like, he came over and I was like, what were they saying to you? And they were like, well, they were saying how hot you are and they really want to talk to you, but they're scared to talk to you. So they came and talked to me first. And I said, oh, okay. So for me, if the unicorn was bisexual, I don't think it would be as big of a problem as long as she was attracted to us both. But any woman, like my husband went to pick up an order from Applebee's the other day, okay? And he had to go inside the restaurant to pick it up. And he came back home and he was like, the one of the waitresses was hitting on me. And I was like, what's her name? What does she look like? And because he had his wedding ring on, she didn't know we were non-monogamous or anything like that. And she didn't know our boundaries. And she was saying how like she said he was like hot or something. And I was like, oh my gosh, do I need to go down to the
You're gonna
Applebee's
go out to take
and
out
have a chat?
the Applebee's waitress.
So I still definitely am like struggle with like jealousy, you know what I mean? That's I think that that's normal, but for me it's more about I trust my husband, but it's about the women that don't, and any woman in general, and any man for me that doesn't have that respect for your partner, right? Like there are some women that search out married men, and there's some men that search out married women to have affairs with because that turns them on,
Oh
right?
yeah, those people have issues.
And I think if you're trying to come between a partner, if you're trying to be the best, like if you're a unicorn and you're like, I want the husband to be into me more and I can feel those vibes, then yeah, I'm gonna have a problem because my husband and I come first, you know? But if she is a girl that was like flirting with my husband and then also flirting with me and also was like, I want us three to have a great time, I'd be like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. And that wouldn't bother me. It's just the people that don't have respect for your relationship or your boundaries is where I have an issue.
Yeah, I understand that. That makes total sense. And then being that there's all these couples in the same situation, that's good for all of you. So, all these different of have you ever had like a bad experience with a couple or anything like off? Oh, could you share or you
I'll try and share. I hope this couple never hears this. But before we were ever in the lifestyle, we went to Caliente, which is a clothing optional resort in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, I've been there. I wasn't that impressed with it.
Oh, really? I loved it. I
You
loved
liked
it. I
it?
loved the pool. I mean, the room wasn't amazing, but the pool was, the food was, the people were so nice. And that's the first time I ever went to a playroom ever. And
Oh, okay.
so, and we were just going, we weren't in the lifestyle. We just decided to play with each other publicly.
Right.
And so we meet this other couple and we're talking to them and they seem like nice enough. Like there's not any, like I was thought they were nice, but they kept like really hating on swingers. Like, we're not swingers. Those people are weirdos. I'm like, you're like, you. One, like take it down a notch because a lot of people around us are swingers. And at the time, I wasn't one, but I was like, why are you like hating on them? And I don't know if they were just trying really hard to convince us that they weren't swingers. And we're like, I don't know what their goals were. But my husband and I were like, okay, well, we're going to go play in the playroom. We're gonna go, we want to go play, me and him. So it's
Yeah.
not an invitation to them. We're like, we'll see you guys later. We made it clear, like, bye.
Yeah.
So we went in the playroom, and we went in the open playroom. So it's just a bunch of beds. So you're playing on your own bed, but there's other couples playing next to you.
Right.
And consent is a very, very big thing in the lifestyle. So even if you want to join a couple, you need to say, is this okay? Is it okay if I touch you? Is it okay if I kiss you? Like, consent along the way all the time. So we were playing by ourselves. Me and my husband were having a good old time. And all of a sudden, we hear the husband's voice and he goes, I found you guys. And I
Oh
look
my
up.
God.
I know. And I mean, they were just intoxicated, and they were like new too. So I tried to just give them the benefit of the doubt. But they were like, yeah, we found you. And we're like, okay. We're like, hey. Like, this is awkward. My husband's inside me at this point. And then they get on the same bed with us, not the bed beside us,
What the
the
hell? And these were
same.
they were anti-swingers, and then all of a sudden they're jumping on the bed?
Yeah, so this is why I'm like, were you guys like full of shit? Like, are you really swingers?
Oh.
You know, and just so they got on the bed next to us and we're playing, and I wasn't attracted to this man, like, and physically, like, they seemed like great people, like, we'd have a lot of fun with them, but I just wasn't someone I wanted to sleep with.
Right.
And I could feel them like touching me, and my like not touching, just like our bodies touching, you know.
Right.
And I looked at my husband and I said, I can't do this. We gotta go. Because I just felt like violated in a way. And it was a strange encounter. But I also think that maybe they were just very new to the scene and
Right.
didn't
That's where people
know,
need to like do a little research before they go
educate
to these places.
themselves.
Yes. Educate themselves. Yeah.
I mean, personally, I wouldn't have to educate myself on that certain situation because I feel like socially you're just like, I'm not going to do that. Like, it's a little weird, you know? But
Right.
maybe some people just don't understand social cues, I guess. But
But that
yeah, that
was
was.
weird to go, oh, we're not swingers, but then go jump and look for you.
I'm trying to send that. Yeah,
And
I'm
so
trying to
probably
send
it
that.
was the husband's idea and not the wives, maybe.
I have no idea. I don't know. I've not spoken to them. This was like 3 years ago. I've not spoken with them since. Just because I felt like I didn't even know how to handle that situation, especially as someone who wasn't even in the lifestyle yet. I was like, what do I do? Luckily, my husband and I, we always have an open line of communication. So when I gave him that look, like, he was like, let's go. We knew it was not gonna happen. But we've had other experiences where people were in the lifestyle couples that we were mostly friends with that we never even played with, but we had talked about playing with. And their relationship, you could tell, was not secure. They probably maybe have thought the lifestyle would fix their relationship or something like that. And we never played with them, but they did end up divorcing.
Oh, you
So.
sensed it before.
Yeah. So you can usually tell, I think,
Now,
if
have you
you're.
came across couples that are not married?
Yes.
And how do you feel
Yes.
about that?
I think as long as they've been together, I would say, well, it totally depends on the situation. Like I said, you know, my friends from the Swing Nation, Lacey and Dan, they met as a unicorn and a bull. So they were in the lifestyle before they became a couple. As singles. So in that kind of situation, I would think, okay, yeah, you guys both know what you're getting into. If it's people that were not together for a long time and weren't very secure, I think that could be a red flag for sure. You know, I don't think that marriage or a certificate means very much, piece of paper in your marriage. I almost never wanted to get married. And we had been together 11 years, you know. I wasn't really sure I wanted to ever get married because it just wasn't something that really was important to me. I knew I was committed to this person. So I don't have anything against people who aren't married, couples that aren't married in the lifestyle, but I do want to know that they've been together a long time. I would prefer to play with them if they had been in the lifestyle and were experienced because I don't want to cause any problems. You know, I don't want to be source of any issue for them. So,
So that's just something that for couples to be married for to feel secure. What different scenarios?
just yeah, totally different scenarios. Depends on the couple, depends on the vibes they have. Sometimes you can tell a couple, even if they're not married, they're so in love with each other, and you're not going to come between them. And they really get that compersion component of swinging. And so there's not going to be any like jealousy, you're feeling threatened or like getting upset. I think that my husband and I are really good at reading people because we've heard a lot of our friends have situations where the wife has gotten up and walked out because she was mad, or the husband has gotten up and walked out, or like yelled, or they started fighting. We've never experienced that, luckily, but I have definitely heard stories
Oh,
of
you've heard
other
a story.
people.
You haven't like, to witness it and be like, wow. Some crazy
So,
stuff. Yeah.
yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, the lifestyle, you're going to see it all. You're going to see the
Yeah.
craziest.
I didn't know, because I've had somebody else before, and they were from the South too, but it's very popular, the swingers over there in the South, correct?
You, I think you would be surprised at how many people are swingers there in the lifestyle, and people around you would never guess. I came out as a swinger on my Instagram, and another mom, my daughter goes to a smaller elementary school. Another mom from that elementary school messaged me and said, "Hey, I know this is weird because we go to the same school, but my husband and I are also swingers." And I mean, it's a small school. Like that, I wouldn't think
Oh,
that that would,
Lord. Yeah.
So it's definitely more common than you realize. It's definitely, and in the South, I would say we have a really big lifestyle scene. A lot of the event, all the events we go to are usually in the South. So the clubs that we usually go to are Red Room in Nashville, Trapeze in Atlanta, Tempted in Louisville, Kentucky. There's Arrows in Knoxville, Tennessee, and then there's Secrets Hideaway Resort, which I'm going to this week.
That's Orlando, right?
Yeah, it's Kissimmee,
Okay.
Florida. So all of those are located in the Southeast, and I have a lot of friends that are from Jersey and from Boston, and they say that there's no scene up there. They
Oh, no, their
cannot
people
find
here are
people.
weird.
And so they come down to all of our events.
Oh, okay.
And so most of the people that we know, though, I would say a lot of people in Alabama, a lot of people in Alabama.
Really?
Yes. I would say
Wow.
majority of swingers I know are from Alabama. And yeah, in Georgia, like all around the Bible Belt, which is so interesting. But I it's good, I think, because it means that we're progressing and people are starting to explore their relationships and understand that monogamy isn't the only way.
Yeah. And then a lot of people that are swing, what I've known of, they have long-term secure relationships. It's not what people think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And swingers, there's some statistic out there in some study that they found that people that are swingers actually have a less likely chance to get divorced than people who practice monogamy.
Oh, I believe
And
it. I believe it. Yeah.
yeah, and I definitely think it has to do with that communication, just being able to be completely open with each other and that compersion aspect that I talked about. And it's just, your sex life is great too. So you're just gonna get divorced when your sex life is great.
Yeah. But that's great to hear that you and your husband, you found something that you both enjoy doing. This is your thing. And you're happy. You know, that's bottom line. It's your business.
I think that that's what people need to understand is people want to judge other people's lifestyles, no matter what it is, whether it's a liberal judging a conservative or a non-Christian judging a Christian judging swingers, anything like that. But if people are doing something that makes them happy genuinely and they're not causing harm to anyone else, then like, why can't you just let it be?
That's how
Just
I
let
feel.
them
Yeah, because I just
be.
see you two as you're married. That's your thing. He's happy. He's secure. You're happy. Everybody's taken care of. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Whose business really is it? If
Exactly.
right. Like it doesn't really matter, you know. So when tell us about more about your podcast, because you've got some very good episodes, and how that all started.
Well, it started because immediately I felt I could just. One of the things I struggled with growing up was that I was a very sexual person, and a lot of my boyfriends in the past were very threatened by that sexuality. And I grew up in the Bible Belt, so purity culture was a huge thing in my life. I grew up in the church. And so after I separated myself from that and went through therapy and things, I realized how there's such double standards for women and men, and how damaging purity culture is to women, and how it puts kind of all the blame on women for anything, sexual. And I just wanted to, it was just something I really wanted to address and talk about. I didn't think enough people were talking about. And I wanted to encourage other women to embrace their sexuality and kind of deal with the shame that we're often given. I posted a meme the other day on my Instagram story, and it was how John Cena came out naked at the award show and just had like that box over his private area, and how Katy Perry was wearing a dress that laced up all the way down her back so you could like see her butt some. And it highlighted the different reactions, how everyone was like, oh, wow, John Cena is so amazing, so funny, what a secure man. And Katy Perry just received all this hate. She has no self-respect. Comments like that. And I think that's the attitude of a lot of our society still. And that's something that I want to combat and help, like, one, people realize that there's the double standards. But also help women kind of, break those stigmas and break free of that shame and stop giving an F about what everyone else is thinking and finally embrace their true selves and feel that they can be sexual beings and enjoy their bodies and not have to be afraid or ashamed. And so that was really my driving force behind the podcast. But, people ask me a lot about the lifestyle too. So I've started talking more about swinging on it because people don't know about it and they just want to know, and they want to hear my experiences and stuff too. And I like that. I like being able to break that stigma because I'm not gonna lie, before I joined the lifestyle, I thought it was all old people, thought it was all weirdos. I was like, there's not gonna be any hot people. Like, why are
Oh,
we
I
even
think that was
trying
my
this?
experience when I went to Caliente. It was all older people. Like, and
Oh,
I think
really?
that's what it was like on a Sunday or something, and
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. I had
Well,
fun at
that is
Desire,
like,
though. Yeah.
well, Caliente is also a retirement help. Like, there are like a bunch of people retired there, so there is a lot
Yeah.
of older people there.
Yeah.
Once we joined the lifestyle, I realized everyone was just normal. They're couples. Most couples are our age, and they all love each other. They're not weird at all. And I had been such a judgmental person of people that were opposite of me and that lived different lifestyles than me before. And that's kind of how I was raised. And it took me joining the lifestyle to really open my mind up. And it made me a better person, to be honest with you, because I stopped being so judgmental and I started to see people for who they really are and connecting with people that were from such different lifestyles and aspects of life for me. And it was a really freeing and healing feeling. And I want other people to have that as well. And I think by listening to my podcast or, seeing other people that are in the lifestyle and seeing that we're just normal everyday people, there's nothing weird about us. It's not as crazy as you think, that maybe we can stop or start breaking the stigma that surrounds non-monogamous relationships and let people be more accepted and happy. And hopefully, people will start just being less judgmental too. That's
Yeah, that's what needs to be done. I have to point out the one episode that I love about bisexuality. You made a point, and this is very important. You said in your podcast, and you can elaborate more in your words, you said basically, just because I'm bisexual doesn't mean I'm going to be into everybody.
yes. Yes. A lot of people, and this is even, I will say this is even in the lifestyle, that will think that just because you like women, or if a man also likes men, right? It's, I feel like there's a really strong prejudice against bisexual men often. That straight women won't want to play with us as a couple because I'm a bisexual woman, or straight men won't want to play with a bisexual man or in a couple because they're afraid that you're going to come on to them, or you know what I mean? Or like sometimes like straight women are afraid of like lesbians or bisexual women because they think, oh, they're going to come on to me. Well, just because I'm bisexual doesn't mean I'm attracted to you. And I'm straight. I'm not attracted to every man, you know. So I'm not attracted to every woman either. But also, I'm a grown adult, and I'm a good person. So I'm not going to pursue somebody who says, hey, my boundary is that I am heterosexual and I am not interested in women. Okay, well, I am not going to go after that woman. I'm not going to pursue her in that way because she's explained to me that that's not her thing, and I respect that. Even if it was a woman that was bisexual and she said, hey, I'm not really feeling it with you. I don't feel that connection, you know? I would say, okay. And I would just drop it because you respect people's boundaries and what they say. And that's a huge part of the lifestyle. But yeah, a lot of girls in the lifestyle will think just because you're bisexual that you immediately will play with them, even if they're in a couple. And sometimes I might be attracted to your husband, and my husband might be attracted to you, but I'm not attracted to you. And I think that that has to be discussed. Just because I'm bisexual doesn't mean we're going to do female play, you know, because I that connection might not be there. It's a four-way connection. My husband needs to connect with the wife. I need to connect with the husband. And since I'm bisexual, I guess a three-way connection, I also have to connect with the woman if there's going to be female play. And you can't just assume because someone is bisexual that that is on the table immediately. It's not.
Like the way you point that out, that's good that you pointed that out, I thought. And that episode, I was very impressed with it and the way you
Thank
spoke.
you.
And I thought it was a great episode for anybody that feels confused about their sexuality. I thought it was a great up. Yeah. It was
Thank you.
very.
It was a really well, and it was like a 20-year journey for me to come to the conclusion that I was bisexual and finally feel comfortable enough to do that. So, and I always say the lifestyle gave me that opportunity because I had always been in heteronormative relationships that had always been with men. And I knew in the back of my mind I was attracted to women, but because I had never experienced that type of relationship or physical relationship, I doubted my sexuality because I was like, well, I've never done it, so how do I know if I really like it, you know? And it's so funny because you don't do that with men. You're like, I like men, and I've never had sex. Oh, I know I like it because it's just so washed down your throat that that's normal.
Also,
But so
with
I.
some, because a friend of mine who her and her husband were never in a, this was a friend of mine in the past. Her and her husband were never in the lifestyle. They hired like an escort, whatever. And then that's when she discovered she was gay. But then once she discovered she was with woman, she realized, at that point she was a lesbian. And I feel like with her, even though she was with men in the past, once she went to woman, she never wanted to go back. She never wanted to go back. And I think with a lot of bisexual women, they are happy just playing with women. But they know they don't want to have a relationship with a woman. Where some women that are bisexual, more, I don't know if we should say more lesbian, I don't know the proper term for it.
Sexuality is a spectrum. So either
A
way,
spectrum.
you're going to fall somewhere along that. Yeah, and see, I would have a relationship with a woman, but I'm already committed to my husband, so it's not something that I ever not, but in the back of my mind, I would still even have like little sexual fantasies about women, but it was hard for me to completely grasp and hard for me to compute. And so being in the lifestyle allowed me to explore that side of my sexuality. And my husband was secure enough to let me do that. And so finally, when I did, it was like I came to peace with that part of myself because I was like, okay, I definitely am bisexual. I definitely am attracted to women. I definitely want to be as sexual with them as I am with men. And I think being confused about that part of myself for so long, for anybody about their sexuality, anyone that feels that they can't act out, gay, straight, bisexual, whatever, that feels they have to hide a part of themselves or they're confused about it or they don't get to explore it and have that freedom, it can feel like you're missing a part of yourself, like that part of yourself is hidden somewhere and you're not being complete and you're not being as authentic, and no one should have to live like that. And so when I was able to, really confirm through being in the lifestyle that I was indeed bisexual, I felt a lot more at peace, like with myself, and like I knew
That's
who I was,
great.
and it was
A
like a
lot
piece of
of
the puzzle.
people don't feel that in their life. Sad. A lot of people go through years of not, and you really were, you're lucky enough to have a great partner that you could share this experience and not feel like you have to hide it. That's another beautiful thing about your relationship is you can be open enough with your partner, you can share it, and you it's both equal and you can enjoy it.
We are very
And stay
blessed.
committed to each other and keep on growing as a couple and as a family.
And like you said, we're not doing stuff all the time. Like the majority, I would say 95% of my time is taken up by like just normal family things, like dinner, taking my kids to their sports. I'm the PTO president at my daughter's school, so I'm doing like PTO stuff and like helping the teachers and volunteering at the school. Like I'm just your normal everyday
People need to
person.
realize, people listening, they need to realize the misconception. It's not like every Friday night, like, oh, we're going to go to this event or whatever. It's a once in a while when stuff is planned out, when everything's taken care of.
And I mean, I'm sure di different people are different ways, but I know for myself and my husband and for the our friends, and this is why they're our friends, all of our families come first. All of our kids come first. All of our, if there's something going on, and we're there for each other for that kind of thing too. Like if a friend's got, they're in the hospital. One of our friends had a serious health issue this over the last year and was in the hospital, and we're in their lifestyle, and we send them flowers and we're checking on them. And we all are connected in important ways. But all of those people put their families first. And that comes before swinging. That comes before going to events. Hey, my kid's birthday is that weekend, so I'm not going to be able to go to the event. And we're like, okay, well, hope you have fun at the party. And we totally understand, like, obviously, like, that's what comes first. So it's important to us. And I found that most people in the lifestyle are really good people. So I can't necessarily speak on everyone, but I have found that the majority of people put their normal lives first, and swinging is just an added fun thing in their life.
That's good to hear. Yeah, that's good. That's how a lot of people have so many, misconception, even of sex workers. They think all day long that we're, doing stuff. Or if you have an OnlyFans every single day, you have days where you're going to the doctor, days where you're tending to family, days where, you've got to go run errands. We're human beings, and so we have other things going on. But Tara, thank you so much for coming on and being honest and authentic. I really appreciate it. Could you please tell my audience where they can find you and more about you?
If you go to my website, TaraMichelle222.com, there's links to all my socials on there. So on TikTok, I am TaraMichelle_222. On Instagram, I'm TaraMichelle_222. Because my first one that was just 222 got banned, got deleted. And then you can also find me on OnlyFans, TaraMichelle222 as well. And then my podcast is on every major podcast platform from Spotify to Apple Podcast. And then that is Tuned In and Turned On with Tara Michelle.
And my name is Marcela Alonso. If you'd like to see this episode and many more episodes, you can go join my Patreon at marcellasobella.com. If you'd like to follow me on YouTube, Facebook, or IG, it is Marcella Sobella. Thank you so much for coming on Get Schooled.